Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, all right. Sometimes Florida Man's the sanest part of the day, you know. So this guy, this is WFLA. A Florida man is accused of stabbing his brother in the neck for talking over food while cooking. A Miami man was arrested because he stabbed his brother in the neck for talking over the food while he was cooking. Alexander Rodriguez, 20, stabbed his brother with a kitchen knife in their Miami home. They got in an argument. The brother took off to a bedroom. Rodriguez followed him behind, sliced his arm and his face, says the article. And when first responders arrived, the brother was covering his stab wounds with clothing. He was taken to hospital in stable condition. They found the brother, the stabber, hiding in a nearby tree, and he was taken into custody. So what happened is Rodriguez said he got mad because his brother was, quote, talking over the food. And then he says he thought his brother was going for the knife because of the attitude that his brother had. And they ended up getting was he like spitting in it? Like, what was the talking over it while he was cooking? I don't understand it. I don't know. So the Florida man who provided the tiger for the LSU game, now everyone's saying he's got a history of animal abuse, and they're asking if it's the new Tiger King. I just want to say that there are some colleges in Texas that have actual animals, too. So I don't want to hear it. Like, Baylor has bears. So, you know, oh, you just got a tiger? Look at the rivalry. I don't know. So the live tiger, it was LSU. It is owned by Mitchell Kalmanson. He's a Florida-based exotic animal owner, and the tiger's name is Omar Bradley. Except he's got like a 20-year history of citations and federal animal abuse violations and all kinds of stuff. So I don't know. Is the tiger happy? Like, does it get like steaks and stuff? Like, I don't know. I think we would like to know about this. Some of these are really, I got two that are really inappropriate. So this is a woman was arrested at Pensacola Beach last Thursday. Her name is Tiffany Gerken, like the pickle. She injured another woman's eye. She was waving a political sign, and apparently she was waving signs for Harry Walz and hit someone in the face, apparently. And now she's in trouble. You might say Ms. Gerken is in a pickle. Ha ha ha. I literally is the only reason I cared about that story. That's it. We're done with that one. We're talking about the Senate majority leadership, which is a huge thing. You might think this is in the weeds, but let me ask you this. Do we have the audio where Trump was calling for national reciprocity? Because we should. Trump made a video where he actually called for national reciprocity. Listen to this. Audio soundbite 3. Listen.
Seventh, I will protect the right of self-defense everywhere it is under siege, and I will sign concealed carry reciprocity.
Woo!
Your Second Amendment Woo! Does not end at the state line.
Woo! No other president or president-elect or even former president has ever said this. Kane, correct me if I'm wrong.
No,
ain't never happened.
Nope.
Ain't, y'all remember? And they never happened. No one has said that. We could actually get concealed carry reciprocity, but not with Rick Scott. Actually, not with any of the three selected. Definitely sure as hell not Rick Scott. Some people are like, why are some people pushing him? Because there's conservative ink, too. You have the conservative establishment. It's all the same people. They do all the backdoor meetings. They're like, you know, they bash Mitch McConnell, but they'll happily go to his cocktail parties. I know, because pictures of them exist out on social. I mean, it's all a thing. It's all a ruse. It's all about these people who are power jockeying. The closest they've ever come to canvassing is being on X yelling at people. That's it. That's why. Or people who haven't been in the fight enough or long enough to even know these cats' records. Do you think, honestly, that a guy who steamrolled over your Second Amendment, your Fourth Amendment, your Fifth Amendment rights and signed into law a massive chunk of gun control is going to shepherd that through the Senate? Because I have a bridge to sell you if you think so. We'll lose the chance for reciprocity in our lifetime. It will not happen again. I don't see it happening again. We have a unique opportunity with the House, the Senate, and the White House And the first thing out of the gate is the establishment sets you up with a bad choice. And they did. Someone asked me, well, Dana, aren't these the only ones who wanted to run? You tell me, how likely would you want to run if the establishment cleared the field and they control the purse strings for fundraising? Let me go back to 2022 when Rick Scott was the head of NRSC, right? Rick Scott was the head of NRSC, and in 2022, we lost the Senate because of him. We absolutely lost the Senate. Republicans were apoplectic. They were livid because, I mean, understandably, and I mean, I'm talking about hardcore conservatives that were upset. New York, NRSC, Rick Scott, NRSC, they raised almost $182 million. That's a huge war chest, right? He blew 95%. Rick Scott wasted over 95% of a $182 million war chest on consultants, self-promotion, and a fundraising scheme, a digital fundraising scheme that drained the NRSC. You know what the NRSC is? The National Republican Senatorial Committee. They are responsible for getting Republican senators into the Senate. And he absolutely just killed himself. And us, we lost the Senate because of Rick Scott in 2022. He barely had $23 million cash on hand, which is a significantly far lower amount than what Democrats had. And then we were wondering why we didn't have money for ad buys in some of these senatorial campaigns. We were wondering why we couldn't do digital outreach. We were wondering why, and I saw it. I have people who work these campaigns. I have dear friends who work these campaigns, and they were screaming at each other. Why are they broke? Why can't they get resources for this? They got to add phone lines. They got to do this. They got to send mailers out. All this stuff costs. They had no money because Rick Scott blew it all. And then guess what he had to do? He went to Mitch McConnell and Mitch McConnell bailed his ass out. What kind of deal do you think Rick Scott had to make with Mitch McConnell to get that? There you go. Because Mitch McConnell always has a plan. It's one of the reasons why he is a terrifying and brilliant senator. I don't say that in awe. I'm telling you that as a warning. He saved Rick Scott, bailed out Rick Scott. What kind of deal do you think Rick Scott had to cut for that? And then very interestingly, Rick Scott fell right in line with McConnell's amnesty and everything else after that. Go back and look. Go and Google the articles. I have some of them linked up at my Substack where I wrote about all of this. With receipts, by the way. It's all up there. Tell me what kind of deal do you think Rick Scott had to cut to get that? Interesting, is it not? So in addition to that, because that's pretty bad, He backed Obama's amnesty. That was a little while ago, but he did back Obama's amnesty. I mean, the GOP establishment, they put out three of their hand-selected candidates. Scott's record isn't as known for some reason. And they're trying to repackage him as this MAGA contender. Now, Rick Scott only recently started kissing Trump's backside because he knew he needed to protect his ambition. Now, John Cornyn and John Thune, for the people again in the back, none of the three who apparently have failed to read the millions of times I've written this, the video I made and everything else, and think that when you say I like pancakes, it means you hate waffles. They're not better. All three have betrayed the voter. John Cornyn put our rights in the crosshairs with his gun control bill. He got booed for that and so much more at the Texas GOP convention. And again, don't even get me started on amnesty with him. John Thune's record is lesser known than Cornyn's, but not lesser known than Scott's, because Scott's PR campaign, again, is trying to blind people so he can hide his record as a squish. But John Thune has one of the most moderate records in the Senate. So that means he's compromised on amnesty. He's compromised on gun control, John Cornyn's gun control bill. He's compromised on all of it. So do you honestly think, would you want to run again for Senate leader knowing that the establishment is clearing the field? They control the fundraising. They control the levers in order to get people where they need to be in the Senate. They made it very known that they want the field cleared and they want their, these are their candidates. They're giving you the illusion of choice. I'll say it again. They are giving you the illusion of choice, but you're not getting a real choice. And this is how the establishment gets people. And see, the people who pretend to fight the establishment, they're in the catbird seat right now. They're all adjacent to that power there in DC. So they're happy to go along so long as they maintain that adjacency. That's why you're seeing some people stump for people. This is also why I do not live in DC. Oh, I've had job offers. And I've said no to every single one of them. Because at some point, you got to be somebody's prostitute. This is about consistency and a mandate. None of these choices that were hand-selected by the establishment reflect the freedom mandate that you gave on Tuesday. These establishment skeksis, they want to give you this illusion of choice. Do you think that Trump wanting to be hardcore on the border, do you think that would actually work with any of these amnesty guys? They control the calendar. Some people have said, well, who, Dana? Well, I wish that some of these candidates would get the balls necessary to step up and go for the leadership position themselves. It's a little hard to run against the establishment when they got the money and all that with them. And they've been able to rope in some of Con Inc. into doing it. I get it. But I really wish that they would. I wish Rand Paul would do it. I wish Mike Lee would do it. But Dana, they're so conservative. How can you expect them to generate consensus? Oh, I didn't realize that's been working so well for us this whole time. Oh, Kane, I didn't know we've never had a moderate in this position to help with consensus. I didn't know that.
I didn't think about it. Well, that's weird.
I didn't know. Don't you think you deserve better? Why? Just hear me out. Why don't we get someone who's just a constitutionalist like a Lee, like a Paul, and try our way? For once, just once. Because, you know, it's been working so well for the establishment. Caltech, the P15 is one to have. And if you don't have it, well, I don't know why. What is stopping you? It is the lightest, thinnest, double stack, 9mm on the market, bar none. Nothing else comes close. And I have a lot of stuff. And I'm telling you, personally, nothing else comes close. It's just innovation from Caltech. And, of course, they're the absolute creators of that micro-compact pistol category. Now, the P15, it comes in two versions, metal frame version, and then you have the polymer as well. Metal version has that gorgeous walnut wood paneled grip, and then the polymer gator grip for texture and greater, you know, ease of handling. And it sends standard two rounds, two magazines, 15 round magazine, minimal pinky extension. And then for ultra concealability, you have a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds. Tritium and fiber optic front sight. You got fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, striker fire reliability, nice smooth trigger pull, lifetime warranty. It is compact and ideal for concealed carry self-defense from Keltec, the makers of the P15. Learn more at keltecweapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So progressives, they're really mad. They're eating their own. They've been demanding that Sonia Sotomayor leave the Supreme Court. Tee-hee. I feel like Cartman right now. Tee-hee. They've been demanding that the 70-year-old Obama appointee retire because they do not want Trump filling her seat. I just get the sense that she's not going to do that. Like how Ruth Bader Ginsburg was out of spite. She hung on till her very last second. Actually, even past that. So just saying. Americans are feeling anxious, so they are doing something that is called doom spending. This is not a new thing. Like, some people, they do that as like a soothing technique. But they said that when some people, when they feel anxious, they go shopping. And that's what they do. And they impulse buy. I mean, you know, I'm just going to say, being in Costco, when they got the Christmas stuff out, it's like the worst place to go when you're like feeling like that. Doom spending. Gen Z and millennials, you know what? They are the ones who do the whole treat yourself thing. That they said that it's more concentrated in that generation, particularly younger millennials, than anybody else. This is according to a survey conducted by Harris back in June. So, yeah, doom. But everybody's broke. You're not going to be able to doom spend much longer. So, transplanting brain cells. This could be the revolutionary treatment to cure neurological disorders. It's that's kind of interesting. There are a lot of these neurological diseases start in the loss of cells in the nervous system. So one of these, I'm not even going to say it. The motor neurons, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. I think I literally got that one. That sounds legit. That tracks. Yeah, I am a doctor now. I'm officially a doctor. Anyway, they look at these neurons in Parkinson's and et cetera. And so they think that they're onto something here. So that's good news indeed. The Auburn men's basketball team flight was diverted because the players got into a fight. Apparently, this is according to WBRC. They said that a plane carrying the Auburn team had to be diverted because they got into a fight. The pilot requested emergency landing in Montgomery, Alabama. And they said that when they were asked what the level of threat was, the pilot said on radio, quote, "We have a bunch of basketball players fighting." The scuffle was over before it got serious, but they ended up diverting back to Auburn. So they were still expected to travel later, but goodness, that was... Oof. And let's see, a neutron star discovery in space. Deep space. And there, it weighs a billion tons. And it's the remnants of an exploded star. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here with you at the top of this third hour. The cope and seething. If you're listening across the country, you're watching Channel 347 DirecTV, the chats and Rumble. The cope and seething continues. Can I share with you? I've been waiting to share this one with you here real quick. I gotta pull it up. Spare a tear for George Clooney, guys. George Clooney has the big time sads. He says he feels he's being used as a scapegoat because everyone's trying to find a home for the blame. No one wants to blame themselves. Like, the Democrats don't want to go, "Oh, it was our fault that we decided to run this like barely sentient old, you know, geriatric who's falling over in the sand." I mean, being old is not a bad thing, but lying about your cognitive ability while you're commander in chief is, that's a bad thing. I mean, isn't like Trump is like the same age and Trump plays golf in the heat and humidity like every day. Sidebar, did you see the photo of him where he was like out in the heat and he had hat sweat? He was wearing the white hat. And I'm like, dude, he's sweating to death. I'm sorry, but I don't want to sweat like that when I don't golf. Like, if I'm going to sweat, I'm going to be in the gym. I'm going to be working out. I'll sweat at the outdoor range. If I'm like, you know, it's a hot, I'll do that. But don't you sit around a lot with the golf? And then you have to get up and it's like real precise and you got to focus while you're sweating with the sweat. And anyway, Biden couldn't do that. Biden can't walk on sand. So I'm looking at this and I don't feel bad about George Clooney. I know everyone's trying to find a place for the blame to go because the Republicans don't want none. They don't want to take any blame for running one of the most unpopular candidates ever. Some of them apparently are blaming George Clooney, and George Clooney is super mad about it. So they said that he feels like he's getting backlash because, remember, he had endorsed Kamala Harris. He had promoted her. He raised money for her. And he thinks that it is unfair to criticize him for doing that or for considering that maybe he bears some culpability in helping to advance her. And so they said he invested so much time into the Democrat Party, but now he's going to take a step back for now. He feels very disheartened. When he wrote his op-ed, George didn't say that Biden is not fit to be president, choose Kamala. I mean, you know, the Democrats said, oh, stop it. He's trying to give himself some kind of plausible deniability. We saw it. We saw what you said. We know what you said. We know it. You went out and you advanced her. You promoted her. And now you don't want any culpability for it. Nope. And that just not. Yeah, he said she was saving democracy. So the friends are his surrogates are like, he didn't say to vote for Kamala. No, he just told everyone to support her means you're saving democracy. Kane, that sounds like a big go and support her, doesn't it?
Sure does.
It sure does. That's right. So I don't know. To me, it feels like he bears some of this responsibility. Got to say, it feels like he does. And he's worried about being a scapegoat. Well, you shouldn't have scapegoated yourself. He shouldn't have done that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.